Welcome to another edition of the Washam Science Podcast. Mr. Washam here, and this week we've been learning about the microscope. As you guys have learned, the microscope was first used by the scientist Robert Hooke, who was an English scientist, and he used the microscope to look at pieces of a cork. The cork was from a wine bottle, and he cut small pieces from it, and when he looked at it under a microscope, he saw what he described as cells. He knew cells as where monks lived, basically small square dormitories that monks lived in at the time, and they were called cells, so he called what he was looking at cells, and the name kind of stuck. Several years later, another scientist by the name of Anton von Leeuwenhoek used the microscope to look at many things, including blood and specimens from pond water. He's the more famous of the two for using the microscope to further science. The microscope is used now for a lot of different fields related to science. Obviously, using the microscope means you're looking at microscopic organisms, things that are too small to see with the human eye, which is why we look at it or use it to look at cells. I've got a special guest with me today. My special guest is a pharmacy student, and her name is
Amy Washam.
Amy, welcome to the podcast.
Why, thank you.
And can you explain to the students how you have used the microscope in your professional school?
Sure. As part of our professional prerequisites, we had to study fruit flies. We breeded some fruit flies to have a whole bunch of fruit fly babies. We took a look at them underneath the microscope and took a look at things such as their eye color, their wing shape, their wing length. And we used that information to determine what kind of genotype or what kind of genes they inherited from their parents. And although I'm not currently using that, that's the future of pharmacy, is to be able to look at a human's genome and determine what kind of medication therapy that they could use specifically for them.
All right. And whenever you looked at, not necessarily the fruit flies, but just normal cells, what are the two main organelles of the cell that you could usually see?
The easiest things to see were the cell wall, that's the outline of the outside of the cell, and then the nucleus, which is on the inside.
All right, and as you guys have been looking at cells in the classroom, that's what you've probably been observing too, is mainly the cell membrane, the outer part of the cell, and you'll probably notice a small dot somewhere near the center or side of the cell, and that would be the nucleus. So, thank you for joining us this week on the Washam Science Podcast. That is a little history and future of the microscope.